No, I haven't heard of that movie before. What's it called? The Gods Must Be Crazy. It's not ringing a bell. Huh. Yeah, it's not ringing a bell. Oh, hi. What are you doing there? Are you spying on me making private phone calls? I'll talk to you later, Jack. I was just talking to my friend Jack. Yeah, we were, he was asking me if I have seen a movie called The Gods Must Be Crazy. And, I said it's, not ringing a bell. I was trying to think about, have I heard of that movie before? No, it's not sounding familiar. It's not ringing a bell. Have you ever heard that idiom in English? Not ringing a bell. Now, you can say this idiom a few different ways. Okay, you can say, it's not ringing a bell. Or you can say, that doesn't ring a bell. Okay, or you can, for some reason, make it plural. Bells. That's not ringing any bells. Bells. So what does a bell mean? Well, imagine inside your brain that you have a little bell. Okay, if something is familiar and it like sparks a memory, or it kind of how can I describe it? You know, when something suddenly, when you remember something, right? Then oh yeah, I have heard of that movie. Okay. Then it rings a bell. There's a bell in your brain. It rings. Right? But if the bell doesn't ring, that means it's not recalling any memory. Your brain is, you're trying to think. You can say, I'm racking my brain, trying to think of, have I ever heard of that movie? Nope, not ringing a bell, not ringing any bells. Okay, so you can either say one bell or bells for some reason. So it means the same thing. Okay, so those are the three ways you can say this, I think. Maybe there are even more ways. I don't know. But the three I thought of are not ringing a bell, that doesn't ring a bell, that doesn't ring any bells, or it's not ringing any bells. Okay, so you can choose. And yeah, that just means if you can think about something, if you can't think of it, if it's not familiar, or if it's not sparking any kind of memory of something, then you can use that. It's not ringing a bell. Okay, that's a great idiom to use. And, you know, idioms are confusing, right? Because they use words that have nothing to do with most of the time, they have nothing to do with the meaning of the idiom itself, right? So it has nothing to do with bells, right? It's that's why I said imagine a bell inside your brain, and when it like ignites some kind of a memory, you know, then yeah, it's kind of like you know, when people get an idea, a good idea, a light bulb goes off in their brain, or when they understand something. If there's a problem and you just don't understand it, but then suddenly you understand it, then a light bulb goes off in your brain, and then you understand, oh yeah, I get it now, I understand that, right? So you can imagine different things inside your brain. There's a bell, there's a light bulb, and hey, at the party last week, when you were at that birthday party, did you meet someone named Steve? Do you remember meeting anybody named Steve? And you could say, Steve. I'm trying to think here. I'm racking my brain. No, it's not ringing a bell. Steve. No, not ringing a bell. Right? So anytime you don't know something, right? If it's not familiar to you. So it could be anything. A movie, someone's asking you, or a memory, or a word, or something. That's just, yeah, just not ringing a bell. Right? So let me know an example down in the comments if of something that just doesn't ring a bell. You know, so someone asked you something and it just didn't ring a bell. you had no idea what, you know, what they were talking about. Huh, that, yeah, it's not coming to mind. It's not coming to mind. So we can use this in the positive and the negative way. So you can say, yeah, that does ring a bell. Oh, Steve, that sounds familiar. Yeah, I think maybe I met someone named Steve at the party. It's ringing a bell. That name rings a bell. Yeah, maybe I met him. I can't remember. But it's ringing a bell, right? That means the name is recalling. It's recalling some memory. That word means something to you, right? It's bringing back some kind of a memory. Yeah, or I could have told my friend Jack. Was that his name? Jack? Can't even remember my friend's name. I was just talking to him on the phone. I could say, yeah, the gods must be crazy. That sounds so familiar. Huh. It's ringing a bell, but I can't remember where I saw that movie or where I heard about that movie. But yeah, I think it's ringing a bell, right? So I think you guys get the meaning of the idiom, to ring a bell. Yeah, and you know, there's a, should I jaywalk? I think I'm gonna jaywalk across this road here. This is an illegal, I'm doing something illegal called jaywalking. Just don't want to get too far away from my house. My house is way over there. So yeah, you know, it's in a way, it's a little bit like the idiom, it's on the tip of my tongue, but it's a bit different. Okay, when something is on the tip of your tongue, right, the very tip of your tongue, that means you can remember it. It's ringing a bell. You can't exactly remember the word or the name of something. Oh yeah, we watched a movie. We watched a great movie last week at the party. What was it called? Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue. What's it called? I'm racking my brain trying to think about it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I can't, sorry, I just can't remember the name of that movie. But it's on the tip of my tongue, okay? So those are some idioms you can use to talk about things that are kind of either in your brain or not in your brain, right? Like I said, if something does not ring a bell, it's just not there at all, right? Not there, you can't think about anything that it's related to. Oh. Sometimes people ask the question, like they might say, does this mean anything to you? Does the word, trying to think of an example here, like someone asking you a name, the name of something, they might say, like an interrogator, like let's say the FBI is interrogating you, and they might say, does the name, Michael Scott mean anything to you? Does the name Michael Scott mean anything to you? They're asking, is that connected somehow to you? Does that ring a bell? Guys, I'm gonna jaywalk again. You know, I always avoid people in my videos. See, you can see some people walking over there. So I'm gonna walk on this side of the sidewalk. Actually, I might just walk around this school that way where we came from. You know, I always avoid people because it's a bit awkward if I'm like, walk right past the people and they're in my video. And yeah, anyway, so so someone might ask you, does that mean anything to you? I'm trying to think of some more examples. I give up, guys. I can't think of any. I'm racking my brain trying to think of some examples, but no examples are coming to mind. Maybe I'll just flip my camera around, show you that nice sunset through the trees. You guys deserve some peace and quiet. I've been talking enough. I've been yapping away here, and you deserve some peace and quiet. Let's just walk in peace and quiet for a few minutes, shall we? Take a moment of silence, and you can think of your examples. Post them down there in the comments. Flip the camera this way so that you don't have to see my face. You can see the beautiful gravel. Isn't that a nice patch of gravel there? Just beautiful. And here we have some What are these, trailers? Those look like construction trailers. You know, at like construction sites, if they're building a something, you know, very often construction companies will set up like temporary shelters that look like this. These, you could call this kind of a building. I think you could call it like a trailer. It almost looks like a trailer. Do you know what a trailer is? Like a mobile home? A lot of people here in Canada live in mobile homes or trailers. House trailers, right? It's something like that. It's like a kind of a permanent, it's a permanent thing that you can move. Yeah, I think you can get like a truck to move it. It doesn't have a foundation like a normal house, right? A normal house has a foundation, but for this, you just put it there and it's there. So I think you could call that a trailer. I don't know. It's probably a special name for that kind of a thing, but it's not ringing a bell. See, there's another example you can use, not ringing a bell. But anyway, there's some English for you guys. You know, sometimes it's hard to think of examples on the fly. You know, on the fly means at the moment, right? So I'm making this video. I didn't really prepare anything for this video. I just thought of, hey, I should teach the idiom, ring a bell. So I'm making this video on the fly. It means I'm not preparing, I'm just doing it, you know? So that's why I can't think of any examples. I should have prepared some examples. And, but then the videos are a little bit too scripted. Do you know what that means? If something is scripted, that means you've practiced it. You've maybe written out what you want to say. And none of my videos are scripted. You know, very few of my videos. I can't remember the last time I really carefully thought through a video. Usually I turn on my camera. I think about it a little bit before I make a video. What idiom do I want to teach? And then I just go for it. Try to think of some examples on the fly. If I can't think of any examples, well, then shucks. Rats. There's two ways you can say darn. Shucks. Rats. It's too bad, right? So, man, look at that bright sun there. Man, it's a bright sunshine there, poking through the clouds. If sunlight is coming through the clouds, you can say it's poking through the clouds. It's poking through the clouds there. To poke means like that, right? So if I poke you, you poke me, don't poke me. Yeah, so sorry, I couldn't think of any more examples for that other one I was trying to teach you. What was that one? Does that mean anything to you? Yeah, does the name John Walker mean anything to you? Sometimes people say that in those kind of situations where they might be like questioning you or interrogating you about something. Does that name mean anything to you? You can say, it's not ringing a bell. Not ringing a bell. Okay, so that's this is a very common idiom. This one is common, so you need to know this. You know, some idioms are not so common. Some idioms are extremely common. This one is extremely common, so you better know this one if you want to be an intermediate English learner. You need to know this one. If something rings a bell, then means it. Ding 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 ding. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's ringing a bell. It's on the tip of my tongue. Just can't remember exactly. Shoot, I can't remember. Rats, shucks, shoot, darn, dang, dang it. Those are all ways of saying the same thing. So let me know what's, give me an example of something that rings a bell, or something that doesn't ring a bell with you. Hope you guys enjoy this beautiful scenery here. Look at these nice trees, they're just huge. Nice big, what are these, maple trees? I don't know. Nice maple leaves here. Oh no, I don't think that's a maple leaf. It's kind of a weird looking maple leaf if it is. But I know there are some maple trees around here. Some nice big bushes. One thing I like about BC here is there are these huge bushes. Like, you can almost make a house in one of these bushes. I wonder if there are animals that live here in the bushes. Like, I'll just go around this bush here. And you can just see how... Look at that. Look at that in there, guys. I'm sure people have been in here probably doing something bad in there in that bush. Oh, here's another entrance. Whoa, this is a... Yeah, this is a... well-trodden. Oh, this is like actually a, there's actually a structure here. Look at that. It's actually a real structure. So that's not a typical bush. Bushes don't grow structures like that. But anyway, now I'm just rambling, talking about useless stuff. There's a rock with the peace symbol. Is that the peace symbol? Almost looks like the foot of like a bird. Right, you got the thing with the four, the three claws or three toes or whatever. Yeah, so I'll stop my rambling. I'll wish you a very happy day, wonderful day, wherever you are in the world. Thanks for joining me here in BC, Canada. And don't even want to stop making this video. That's how excited I am to be with you guys. So I love you so much. Hope you enjoy these videos. Thanks for sticking with me. And, well, I won't waste any more of your time. Smash like on the way out. Don't forget to, can't think of anything. All right, see you guys later.